This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The four dams on the Lower Snake River have been targeted, again, for yet another study to determine if they should be removed or not. That was announced last month by Governor Jay Inslee and Senator Patty Murray. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse is part of a congressional group calling out the plan as a frustrating ploy.
It seems obvious to me that Inslee and Murray both, they're listening only to certain groups of people and not to the people that live in eastern Washington, just those on the other side of the state or other places around the country and not to their own constituents. And that's really frustrating.
Newhouse says this is nothing but a continued backdoor approach.
They're coming up with these plans to do this other study so that they can come up with ways to mitigate reaching the dams, which isn't not the question that should be asked. We should be asking, should the dams be breached?
And Newhouse says it's a huge waste of time.
I say that those studies have already been done and the answers have already been provided by the Army Corps of Engineers, by the Bureau of Reclamation, by the federal agencies that have the responsibility to do the study. They've come up with the answer, and the answer is no.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Newhouse take on this latest study on breaching Lower Snake River dams.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.